Let's play a little game. I'm going to play the soundbite, and you try and guess the story.
The 2020s have been, you know, this is a five-year period. It probably feels like 15 years to a lot of people.
This is a legit tough one, right? Because the last 5 years has felt like a marathon for so many of us for so many different reasons. But the correct answer is, it's about our struggling entertainment industry.
We have, unfortunately, in the last 4 months, had to lay off approximately 25% of our staff, because it's just not bouncing back the way we need to with the overhead that we have.
2 years on from the debilitating actors and writer strikes, is Hollywood back?
You know, very small student films and things like that are coming back. It's nothing like it was. I don't know if it'll ever get like it was.
Welcome to the Hollywood Strike Anniversary Edition of the LA Local for Friday, May 2nd, 2025. It's brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Jonathan Service, who, in the interest of full disclosure, is a proud member of the WGA News Writers Union. So it was 2 years ago. The writers hit the picket lines. Film and TV productions largely ground to a halt.
We want it fair pay!
We want it
fair pay!
One day longer!
One day stronger!
Actors in the SAG-AFTRA union would join the WGA on the picket lines in mid-July when their contracts ended. Both strikes were settled in the fall months, but by then the damage had been done to countless careers. And that ranged well beyond just actors and writers. The collateral damage included thousands of small businesses that had sprung up over the years to support the entertainment industry, ranging from caterers to customers. 2 years later, Hollywood is still really not bounced back. And one day we might look back at the writer and actor strikes as the end of a golden era for the entertainment industry. We checked in with an analyst and a couple of those aforementioned support businesses to see how they were holding up. And the answers were remarkably consistent. Not that great. Let's start with an overview of where we are and how we got here. It's worth remembering that the COVID pandemic played a huge part in Hollywood's troubles. The strikes ended up landing with horrible timing. Just as the industry was kind of sort of making a comeback from almost 2 years of COVID disruptions, boom, here comes the strikes. I called up Sean McNulty at The Ankler for some insights. He writes the Wake Up newsletter and asked him, 2 years later, is Hollywood back?
You know, the strikes, the studios also took that as an opportunity to end a lot of overall deals that they had with writers and things like that. So we've seen, it took a while. I think the thing about the end of the strikes and when 2024 started is I think there's this expectation that the floodgates would open and be like, oh, we're back to work. This, you know, the spigot's been turned, however you want to phrase it. And that really didn't happen because as you mentioned, you know, studios had stockpiled a lot of scripts and bought a lot of projects before the strike, you know, the strikes hit. So they had a lot of things in development. They had these projects to work through. They weren't buying new things. They weren't ramping up new productions. So that was a kind of a, I think, a surprise to the business. I mean, it makes sense, again, in retrospect. But what we've seen now in late 2024 and 25, though, is we've seen a lot of, you know, more first look deals happen with writers, you know, production started to start back up again. It just took a lot longer than I think. So that's part of it. But there is just this equation where the work levels are just not going to be what they were for this, call it a 7 year streaming boom period. That was a bubble.
I want to bring COVID into this.
Sure.
But that boom, because the boom you were talking about, some really good times for writers and actors who were getting a ton of jobs, well paying jobs, jobs at Hulu, Netflix, Amazon, Apple, et cetera, and all new to the industry. And then, like, the air went out of that balloon awfully quickly. But it started, I mean, the struggle started in COVID. Then the strikes hit, like, just as the industry seems to be finding its footing again. Then we're in this new era of a lot fewer productions, especially, like you said, on the TV side, especially locally here in LA. Take it for, like, this 30,000-foot view of where we've gone. It's a wild ride for about 7 years now in the industry.
Yeah, I'll just put the 2020s have been, you know, this is a five-year period. It probably feels like 15 years to a lot of people, you know. So, again, we started the decade here. Coming into the 2020s, production was booming. Streaming was, you know, on fire. We had these new services, you know, Peacock and Paramount Plus hadn't even launched yet. You know, this is about 2020. So that's to kind of put the perspective on it. And then we had COVID, which threw the business into disarray for, let's just call it a good 2 year period. That was kind of coming out of that in 2022 with, you know, real life productions coming back, no more shooting remotely and things along those lines. 2023 was the strikes and then the contraction on Wall Street, the rise of interest rates and inflation. Then we've had, you know, kind of the exodus of production on the other side of that from Los Angeles. And then on top of that, the wildfires just culturally and, you know, just the spirit of the town, certainly to start off this year. So that's a good 4 or 5 year period of amazing change in a very, very short amount of time. And people, it's disorienting. And that's, you know, it's only the feeling that you have. But on the other side of that, bottom line is just there are fewer jobs, you know, again, for writers and arguably actors, there's less production as well.
I want to look forward. We're almost already 2 years into the deal signed in 2023 for both the actors and the writers. They were, correct me if I'm wrong, I think they were both 3 year deals. So,
yes. Well, yeah,
the
kind of retroactive, but yeah.
Yeah. So the prospects of having yet another messy labor dispute.
Yeah. So we're a year out from the Writers Guild deal being up. The SAG-AFTRA deal is up June 30th in 2026. So, you know, the conversations are starting. There's my colleague Leslie Goldberg just did a piece polling a lot of writers in Hollywood with the kind of asking, was it worth it? You know, kind of 2 years later here, and definitely a lot of mixed reactions across the board on both sides of the coin there. Probably more on the not really worth it kind of thing, but, you know, to be debated. But the question that I have, and I think that Hollywood has now is, you know, what's on the docket in 2026? The question is, I mean, ultimately, is there something out there that writers in particular will feel strong enough to go on strike again? Again, there's a 6-month work stoppage. A lot of people are still coming out of the hole or not even, as you mentioned, back to work yet from the last strike. So what's the appetite for that? That's a looming question.
It's key to remember that the strikes and the COVID pandemic didn't just sideline actors, writers, directors. Think of every support business that helps a film or TV production get off the ground, from lighting technicians to even truck drivers. They all got caught up in this too, and they're all struggling to keep their heads above water 2 years later. KNX producer Donald Morrison checked in with Linda Bredeman. She runs a Walk Through Time vintage and costume annex in Thousand Oaks. She brought up yet another drag on the entertainment industry, the January fires in Pacific Palisades and Altadena.
Well, it started to pick up a little bit last October. It still wasn't anything like normal, but it picked up. And then, of course, then come January, we had our fires. We first had the fire in Camarillo, which really hurt. And then the majority, though, was the big fires that we had no business, you know, because number one, our electricity was off here from the fire in Malibu and Palisades, and that's where a lot of my people come from, the movie industry. So that hurt us. We are now inching our way back. I'm getting some independent productions, but, you know, very small student films and things like that are coming back. It's nothing like it was. I don't know if it'll ever get like it was.
Did that change because of the strikes, or did that change more because of COVID?
No, the strike, the COVID, people could still do stuff even with COVID, because we were doing like the Bridgerton Ball and stuff like that. As long as people would wear their masks, they could still get into groups. But with the strike, all of the companies that had used me in the independent industry, it all dried up, you know, because it just wasn't there anymore. So I don't know if we'll ever make it all the way back.
How has the adjustment been for you?
I borrow a lot of money. that's the problem. I did get, I did pull an SBA loan to see me through. And, but it only lasts so long because, you know, and I've not hired people back. And we cut our hours. So everything's keeping it so that we're at least here. So if they do want to do a production or whatever, they know they can get me, you know, from Wednesday to Saturday.
But it sounds like you'd mentioned there's optimism, though.
I'm always optimistic. It doesn't always work for me, but I'm always optimistic. And if you work and you don't hold yourself to one thing, like me going out and doing a vintage show. So some of my vintage clothes that I would rent or whatever, now we're going to go and sell them. And I'm actually going to sell probably 50% of my store to keep going. Like I say, you just have to branch off into other things that can tide you over or just add to what you're doing. You can't just stagnate in one spot. You got to find something else. If, like they said, when they give you lemons, make lemonade or lemon meringue pie or whatever.
Have to admire her optimism, especially when she's talking about having to sell off as much as half of her costume inventory just to keep her business open. What about Greg Bilson? He's president of the ISS Group, which provides props to production sets, another one of those support businesses. Producer Donald Morrison called him up as well. Is his business anywhere back to normal?
No, normal has left the room, and I wish it would return, but it has not yet.
What are some of the issues that your company is facing now and has faced since the strike started?
Well, it's not just our company. It's the film and television industry in California. We're faced with greater competition on a global scale in places that don't have the same cost and expenses attached to TV or film production.
And are you finding that your services are not as in demand as they once were?
Well, that's a complicated answer to a complicated question. But in general, the larger tentpole type projects that are very prop intensive, to where you're renting a lot of things, you're making a lot of things, and you're selling a lot of things, by and large, those are either being done in the UK or in Europe and sometimes in Canada. They're cheaper. There's less union implications. Sometimes the exchange rate is very favorable. Then on top of it, they have very aggressive incentives that make it very difficult to justify filming a $250 million film in Los Angeles.
How have you been getting by?
Well, it's been tough, to be perfectly honest, since COVID took place. Since COVID, we had about a six-month period in 2022 when we had that nice bounce back. And since that time, we've been on a bit of a starvation diet. So 6 months out of almost 5 years has been very difficult for us.
Yeah, because it was one thing after another, you just pointed out. It really kind of, that normalcy you were talking about in the beginning, that kind of ended with COVID.
Yeah, COVID certainly changed the entire playing field. The globalization of our industry is a real thing that's happening. Technology, AI, makes it easier for projects to be done virtually anywhere in the world, and they're doing that. So we hope it gets busy, and amongst all that great news, it's just the two-year anniversary since the writers, actors, and directors contracts, and those are up next year. So we have that to look forward to.
Yeah, Greg brings up that same point we addressed earlier in the show. We could be right back to strikes and an industry shutdown and bitter contract negotiations around the same time next year. Stay tuned. This has been the LA Local for Friday. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm your host, Jonathan Service. I'm exhausted, desperately in need of a weekend. Whatever happened to that 4-day work week, 3-day weekend concept? Can we bring that thing back? Enjoy yourselves this weekend, people. See you back here on Monday.